Today's daf is Vachim Dav Zayin. We are 10 lines from the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots, Itmar. So we're moving along in the first perek of Meseches Vachim. We're learning the very first sugya of Seder Kachim, which is the sugya of Lishma B'Kachim. The introduction to today's daf is really the first five dafin of the Masechta. In other words, we're knee-deep in middle of a sugya, and I believe the most appropriate way to start is by just jumping right in. Says the Gemara, Itmar toida sheshachta l'shem toidas chaveroi. So Reuven was mafresh a carbon toida, and Shimon was mafresh a carbon toida. The Kohen goes, he shechts the carbon toida of Reuven, l'shem the carbon toida of Shimon. So the Kohen who did the shechita had in mind the right carbon, l'shem toida. However, it was Reuven's toida and he had in mind Shimon's toida. Rabbi Amar Sheber, Rabbi says the toida is going to be kosher. Rav Chisda Amar Psula, Rav Chisda says that the Toida is going to be possible. Now Rashi clarifies, when Rabbi says Kshera, what he means is that it's even going to be Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. Why? Because a carbon Toida is included in all the Zvachim where the halacha is that even if there's a terrible Machshava of Shaloi L'Shma, it's going to be Kosher Ela Shaloi Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. What Rabbi is saying is that in this case, it's not even a Machshava Shaloi L'Shma. As a result, Kshera must mean that it's even Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva, right? Kshera can mean that it's kosher in that you could do a Zrika and you could be Makted Emurim and you could eat the Basar because even a regular Machshava Shloi L'Shma would yield that result of Kshera. So what then must be Kshera? It must be that it's even Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. Rav Chisda Amar Psula, Rav Chisda says it's going to be Pasul Zok Rashi, it's not going to be Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. Again, it can't be that Pasul means it's literally Pasul because a regular Machshava Shloi L'Shma by a carbon toida, the halach is it's kosher. So what then does psula mean? We're using the term loosely, inaccurately. What it means is not that it's really possible, but rather it's like alu labaylam l'shem chayva. The milim acherim, according to Rabba, toida sheshachta l'shem toida chaveroi is not a machshava hapiselas. It's not a machshava shloi l'shma. According to Rav Chisda, it is a machshava shloi l'shma. If it's not a machshava shloi l'shma, it's ksheira, meaning it's even alu l'baylam l'shem chayva. If it is a machshava shloi l'shma, psula, meaning it's loy alu l'baylam l'shem chayva. The Gemara explains, Rabba, makshera, Rabba said it's kosher, why toida l'shem toida nishchata? Because what's the problem? He shechted the carbon toida, l'shem the carbon toida. Rav Chisda Amar Psula, Rav Chisda says it's going to be pasul. Why? L'shum shlomim didei nishchata be'inon. Because when the kohen shechts the carbon toida, or the shlomim, or whatever carbon it's going to be, he has to have in mind the right gavra. And if he doesn't have the mind the right gavra, in that instance, it's going to be considered a machshava shaloi l'shma. So before we go weiter, Rashi and Tosfos both point out a very, very important comment in terms of understanding Pashut Pshat in this Gemara. Nothing fancy, Pashut Pshat in this Gemara. And that is that at first glance, it would almost feel like the Shaila of Toidah Sheshachta L'Shem Toidah Chaveroi is a Shaila of a Machshava Shaloi L'Shma, which category? Shinui Bailim, right? We know that in the world of Machshava Shaloi L'Shma, there are two types of machshavos where in the event that one had that machshava, it would actually complicate the carbon to the point that it would be either like alu labaylam l'shem chayva, or in the worst case scenario, it would even be pasul. What are those machshavos? What's known as l'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach, or shinui kodesh and shinui baylam. Shinui kodesh means when you're bringing an oila and you have in mind the shlamim. Shinui baylam means when you're bringing a carbon for Reuven and you have in mind that Shimon should really get the kapara. At first glance, toidesh eshachta l'shem toidesh chaveiro, it feels like a shinui baylam. But Rashi and Tosfos right away say it's a mistake to learn the Gemara that way. And the reason is, based on something that we saw on Daf Dalet, and that is that the only time something's considered a Shinui Bailim is if the Avoida was done l'shem that the Zrika is going to be for a different Bailim. If, however, a Shechita, let's say, is done, and the machshava is that this shechita should be oila for someone else, or a Kabbalah is done, and the machshava is that this Kabbalah should be oila for somebody else, not that I'm going to do the shechita kabbalah ilacha, and then when I do the zrika will be oila for somebody else. But I want the shechita to be oila for somebody else, or the kabbalah or the ilacha. That's not considered shinui bailam. Shinui bailam requires that you're being mechashev during one of the avodas adam that the zrika will be done for somebody else. If you don't have a machshava about the zrika, it's not a shinui bailam. This machloikis Rabbi Rav Chisda didn't say one word about Azrika. Doesn't say that it was done with a machshava that the Azrika is going to be done l'shem chaver. So Rashi and Tosfos both speak out. It's pashut. This is not a sugi of shinui bailam. So if it's not a sugi of shinui bailam, then what is it? Doesn't sound like shinui kodesh either, because this was toida l'shem toida. Says Rashi and Tosfos, you have to say that it is in fact a shiloh of shinui kodesh. And the reason it's a shiloh of shinui kodesh is because there's makim to say that when we say shinui kodesh, that an oila has to be brought for an oila, or a chatas has to be brought for a chatas, it doesn't just mean that I'm bringing an oila and I'm having in mind oila. I'm bringing a chatas and I'm having in mind chatas. It could be some of the nuance of the carbon is included in what defines the machshava hapisalas as well. And it could be that if you have Ruvain's Taida and you have in mind Shimon's Taida, which by the way, the Rashi sets up the case, is sitting right next to you. Ruvain was Mafresh Taida and Shimon is Mafresh Taida. But the point is that if you're supposed to be bringing Ruvain's Taida and you're having in mind Shimon's Taida, thinking Shimon's Taida is like thinking the Shlomim. It's like thinking a Chatas. It's like thinking a Noila. It's like thinking the wrong carbon. Because the definition of the carbon as it relates to the laws of Shinui Kodesh is not just I got the right carbon, but what it means also is that I'm having in mind who the Bala carbon is. As if to say the Bala carbon is not some external ancillary component to the toyar, to the definition of the carbon, but it's part and parcel of the definition of the carbon. So if you have in mind Toidas Shimon, when you're bringing Toidas Ruvain, that would be a problem of a Shinui Kodesh. It would be no different as if I was bringing a Toid that had in mind an oil. Just like we understand that would be a Shinui Kodesh, this too would be a Shinui Kodesh. Rashi gives a mashal. Rashi says it's similar to something that we saw earlier in the Parak already, and we're going to see again today, and we're going to see it again tomorrow, where there's an idea of, could be if somebody was bringing a chatas chelev and he had in mind a chatas dam, could be that would be a problem of shinui kodesh. In other words, somebody ate chelev b'shoigig and he also ate dam b'shoigig, and he's bringing a carbon now for his chelev b'shoigig, and the kohen, whoever does the avodah, has in mind the dam b'shoigig. Could be that's a problem of shinui kodesh. Now, if you remember the Gemara in Daf Gimel board, a pasuk v'shachat oisa, we're going to see it again in a second, where we learn from there that no, as long as he had in mind a chatas, that in and of itself is enough. But it was a discussion. It was a conversation. It needs a pasuk, right? So you see that even though we had a mind chatas, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's automatically going to be good. Chatas chelev, chatas dam could be is included in the definition of the chatas. Toidas Ruvain, toidas Shimon is included in that as well. Now, just to bring out one other point, why is then every shinui bailim not this? So why is this not every shinui bailim? Meaning, what's the chilek between the shinui bailim case versus the case of Rabbi and Rav Chisda? In the case of shinui bailim, the kohen is shechting Ruvain's carbon. He's having in mind that he's shechting Ruvain's carbon, but he's being mechaven that instead of Ruvain getting the kapara, Shimon should get the kapara. That's shinui bailim. The case of Rabbi and Rav Chisda is where the Kohen is bringing Ruvain's carbon and he's having in mind that he's bringing Shimon's carbon. No different than if he's bringing an oil and he's having in mind he's bringing a shlamin. The case of oil l'shum shlamin is not, I'm bringing an oil, but I'm having in mind you should get the kapari you're supposed to get for a shlamin. No, you're having in mind that you're bringing a shlamin. That's this case where I'm bringing Ruvain's taida and I'm having in mind that I'm bringing Shimon's taida. That's shinui kodesh. Maybe machlekes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Shinui bailim is where I'm not making any mistake. There's no distortion in terms of what it is I'm doing, but what I'm saying is that instead of the kapara going to Reuven, who it's supposed to go to, I want to channel this kapara, I want it to go to Shimon. That's Shinei Bailam, that requires a machshava of Zrika, that has nothing to do with this machloikis of Rabbah and Rav Chizza. Either way, Toydish Hashachtel L'Shem Toydish Chaveri, Rabbah said Kshera, Rav Chizza said Psula. Rabbah said Kshera, I don't know, it's a Toydish L'Shem Toydish, what's the problem? Rav Chizza said Psula, no, because the Bailam is included in the definition of the carbon as relates to the laws of Shinui Ba'Koydish. Says the Gemara, Rabbah said, no, I mean, what's my makar that Toydish Hashachtel L'Shem Toydish Chaveri is going to be kosher? Why? Because at the end of the day, it's a Toydish L'Shem Toydish. He said, I know from the following Brisa, Tanya, went to the Brisa, it says regarding the carbon toido, upsar zevach toidas shlomov biyoim hakrivoy es zifchoy. So this pasuk is talking about the carbon toido, and it refers to the carbon toido as toidas shlomov. Abachanan amam mishum Rabbi Eliezer. So Abachanan said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that we see here a chiddush in terms of understanding the relationship between the carbon toida and the carbon shlomov. Bolo lame, it's coming to teach us. Is the pasuk toida sheshachtel l'shem shlomov kshera, that if somebody would check the toida and have in mind a shlomov, it would be kosher. But shlomov shenishchtu l'shem toida psulim. But if somebody would check the shlomov and have in mind l'shem toida, it would be possible. Umah hefresh bein zel l'zeh. Why? Why is a toida l'shem shlomov kosher? It's not a shini kodesh, but a shlomov l'shem Toida's possible, it is a Shina Kodesh, because Toida Kriya Shlomim, Ve'in Shlomim Kriya Toida. Because a Toida is a type of Shlomim, but a Shlomim is not a type of Toida. A Toida is a type of Shlomim because it says Toidas Shlomov. Being that a Toida is a type of Shlomim, if you bring a Toida, you have in mind Shlomim, you actually got it right. Because, yeah, a Toida is a type of Shlomim. It's a subcategory of Shlomim. So Toida L'Shem Shlomim is a good Machshava. A Shlomim is not a type of Toida. So if you're bringing a Shlomim, you have in mind a Toida, well, then, Toida is not the parent, the Av of Shlomim, and as a result, that's going to be a Machshava Apesos. Either way, this is a Braisa, and if it sounds familiar, it's because it's one of the few Gemaras that we've already learned. This was something that was mentioned, Le'il and Daf Talud Amidah. But Rabbi made a diak from this Braisa. He said as follows. He said, Shlomim l'shem toida psula. The Braisa says that if somebody would bring a shlomim and he would have in mind a toida, it would be possible. Why? Because a shlomim is not a type of toida. A toida l'shem toida k'sheira, but it's pretty obvious from the Braisa, right? I mean, this is as obvious a diak as you can possibly make, that a toida l'shem toida would be kosher. But here's the chiddush. Here's the leap of faith. My love, when we say that toida l'shem toida is going to be kosher, isn't it true, even if it's the chavre? Even if you brought a toida of l'shem, someone else's toida. So it's Reuven's toida, but you're having in mind Shimon's toida. It sounds like even in that case, it's going to be kosher. Meaning, shlomo l'shem toida, that's when it's a problem. But toida l'shem toida, even if it's Yenim's toida, is going to be fine, right? So if that's the case, Zokrab, Avam Mufurish Araya, that toida sheshachtel l'shem toidas chaveira is ksheira. But the Gemara says, Loi, what kind of raya is that? It could be Didei, that the diak is a good diak, that toida l'shem toida is going to be kosher, but only if it's Reuven's toida l'shem, Reuven's toida. And that, by the way, is in contrast to a shlomim l'shem toida, where if you brought Reuven's shlomim and you had in mind Reuven's toida, that would be a problem. That's a regular shini kodesh. But as it relates to the chavrei, then that enechinami is going to be possible. The Gemara says, if you're telling me that it's only today, abu the chavrei my psula, but if it's the chavrei, it's really going to be possible. So said Rabbi, let me fetch here a little bit more. Atatani shlom l'shem toida psula. Then why is it, if the Braisa wanted to tell me the biggest chiddush of l'shem toida that's possible? So what did the Braisa say? A shlom l'shem toida is going to be possible. Listen, toida l'shem toida. What the Braisa should have said was that a toida l'shem toida is possible. The koshkein shlom l'shem toida. And certainly a shlomo l'shem toida. In other words, Rabbi's not giving up. He's saying, if you're going to tell me that a toida l'shem toida, where it's toida de chavrei, is possible, then this braisa, which seemingly is telling me a chiddush in a l'shem toida that's possible, and probably wants to tell me the biggest chiddush, so why did it tell me if it's a shlomo l'shem toida it's going to be possible? That's a nice chiddush. You're saying good, say better. Tell me, even if it's a toida l'shem toida, if it's toida de chavrei, it's going to be possible, right? In the world of shini chiddush, what would you think is a bigger chiddush? Shlomo l'shem toida? Or toida l'shem toida. I would think for sure toida l'shem toida is the bigger chiddush. Because over there you got the right carbon. Narvas, Reuven, Shimon, this lumdis that the owner of the carbon is included in the definition of the carbon. But that's certainly a bigger chiddush that it's possible than saying that shlomim l'shem toida is possible. Why? Because shlomim and toida are two different carbonas. So Tainis Rabbah, at the end of the day, I still think I have a good raya over here. Because if you're going to tell me that toida l'shem toida is really possible, then why did the Braisa only tell me Shlomim L'Shem Toyd this puzzle? That's a Chiddush, but tell me a bigger Chiddush. Tell me even Toyd L'Shem Toyd this puzzle. When? If it's the Chavre. Oh, must be that Toyd L'Shem Toyd this kosher. I feel the Chavre. But the Gemara says, no, there's no Raya. It could be Shlomim L'Shem Toyd the day. It's the Rechle. It could be the time of the Braisa wanted to tell me the Chiddush of Shlomim L'Shem Toyd. And he couldn't have just told me Toyda L'Shem Toyda and assumed that I would know Shlom L'Shem Toyda as well. And I'm going to tell you why. I would have thought that mid the Toyda Kriya Shlom and Shlom and Nami Kriya Toyda. Because one of the things you see in this pasuk of Upsar Zevach Toyda Shlomov is that a Toyda is a type of Shlom. Ad kidei kach, that if you bring a Toyda and you have in mind a Shlom, so you're bringing the subsidiary, you're having in mind the parent, right? You're bringing the Toyda, you're having in mind the Av, it's considered a regular Machshava of Lishma, and it's going to be good. Now, being that if you bring a Toyda Lishum Shlomim, it's okay. You could have thought that if you bring a Shlomim Lishum Toyda, it's okay as well. Meaning, and I would have thought the Chishachalu Lishem Toyda, that if you bring a Shlomim Lishem Toyda Lichshu, it should be kosher. Kamashpulan. That's why the Braisa said what it said. In other words, there's really a very important Chiddush in telling me that Shlomim Lishem Toyda is possible. That needs to be said. And it's not something I would ever know from knowing Toyda L'Shem Toyda is possible. Because the Chiddush of Shlomim L'Shem Toyda possible is that even though a Toyda is a Shlomim is not a Toyda. You could have thought it goes both ways. Kamash one that it doesn't go both ways. A Toyda is a type of Shlomim, therefore Toyda L'Shem Shlomim is kosher, but a Shlomim is not a type of Toyda, and therefore Shlomim L'Shem Toyda is going to be possible. What's Rabbi's Taina? Rabbi's Taina is, tell me Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre is possible, and I'll know Koshkein that a Shlomim L'Shem Toyda is puzzle. I'll tell you what I would know Kolshkein. If a Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre is puzzle, I would know Kolshkein that a Shlomim L'Shem Toyda the Chavre is puzzle. But I wouldn't know Kolshkein that a Shlomim L'Shem Toyda the day is puzzle. And why would you think it's kosher? Because Toyda L'Shem Shlomim the day is kosher, so maybe Shlomim L'Shem Toyda the day is kosher as well. So it's for that reason the Braisa felt that it wanted to tell me that a Shlomim L'Shem Toyda the day is puzzle. It's not a taina, tell me Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre and know somehow for sure that Shlomim L'Shem Toyda the day is no shaykhis. I mean, they're both interesting halachas and I guess both open for discussion, but I would never know one from the other. And being that I would never know one from the other, therefore Rabbah has no raya. So again, Rabbah said that Toyda Sheshachta L'Shem Toyda's Chaveroi the halachas is kosher. Rav Chizda says it's possible. Rav Chizda says it's possible not al Shinui Bailam, al Shinui Kodesh, because who the Bailam is included in the definition of what the carbon is, and therefore if you have in mind the wrong Bailam, in this oifen, the way we explained it earlier, it would be a shini kodesh. Forget about shini bailo. Rabbi holds it's going to be kosher. At the end of the day, as long as I had in mind Toyda L'Shem Toyda, that in of itself is going to be enough. Rabbi brought a raya. What was his raya? Because the Braisa was talking about Shlomim L'Shem Toyda, Toyda L'Shem Shlomim, and trying to tell me chidushim of Lishma in the world of Toyda. And what was the chidush? Toyda L'Shem Shlomim is kosher. Shlomim L'Shem Toyda is possible. Now, if Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre is also possible, see, you should have told me Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre is possible. I would know Kolshkein. Shlomim L'Shem Toyda. What's the kol shkein? Madach Toyda L'Shem Toyda. Certainly Shlomim L'Shem Toyda. But the Gemara was doich, it's no shaykhis. Because Toyda L'Shem Toyda is only possible where it's L'Shem Toyda the Chavre. Shlomim L'Shem Toyda is possible even where it's the day. And really, it's two different sugyas. Shlomim L'Shem Toyda the day is possible simply because a Shlomim and a Toyda is like an Oilan Shlomim. They're considered two different karbanas. Why would you think not? Because in the reverse, it's not. But the bottom line is, just because I would know Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre is possible, I wouldn't necessarily know Shlomim L'Shem Toyda. Therefore, there's no diyek. Why didn't the Braisa tell me Toyda L'Shem Toyda the Chavre? And I would know. Because I wouldn't know. So there's no diyek to be had. This Bryce is talking about where it's all the same guy's carbon. Toyda L'Shem Shlomim D'day is kosher. Shlomim L'Shem Toyda D'day is possible. What's with a Toyda L'Shem Toyda? I have no idea. You can't bring any rayas from here. L'maisa, what is it? L'maisa, it's machloikis between Rabbah and Rav Chizda. Moving along. Now this next Gemara that we're going to learn, and it's going to take us really to the two dots in the middle of the Avzayin Amad Beis, is going to be a smorgasbord of halachas related to Shaloi L'Shma. Many of them we've seen already. They're all attributed to the Amor of Rava. In fact, at the end, the Gemara is going to give a simen to remember, a mnemonic, all these different memories. It's a little bit mishuna because usually the siman is in the beginning of the Gemara. Here, this siman's going to be at the end of the Gemara. But either way, we've seen a lot of this already, so we're going to go through this a little bit quickly. Says the Gemara, starting from the beginning. If somebody brings a chatas and he has a mind l'shem chatas, it's going to be kosher. Obviously, what's the chiddush? No, even if it's a chatas chelav l'shem chatas dam, l'shem oila psula, a chatas that's brought l'shem oila is going to be possible. My time, and what's the reason for this? V'shachat oisa l'chatas amirachmana. It says in the Torah, v'shachat oisa. By the way, this is a pasuk that it says by the carbon chatos, and this is one of the important makaris from where we know that a chatos shaloi l'shma is even possible. The yevid, but the bottom line is the requirement is that the chatos should be l'shem chatos. Doesn't say chatos chelev, it doesn't say chatos dam. By the way, it doesn't say chatos ruven, chatos shemen. Right? This is very much related to the machlekes Rabban Rav Chisda. In fact, Rashi himself, when he set up the machlekes Rabban Rav Chisda, used this as a mashal for where you find that some of these secondary things actually are included in terms of understanding the definition of the carbon. But either way, the shachat oisno the chatos, as long as it's chatos shem chatos, that in of itself is going to be enough. Nishchot l'shem oila. If, however, you shechted l'shem oila, it's psula. Why? Because then it's not oisa, right? You didn't have a mind chatos. It's for that reason it's going to be a problem. Number two, if somebody brought a chatos and he had a mind a shinui bailam, what's a shinui bailam? So he's doing a shchita kabbalah ilach hazrika, and he has a mind that the zrika should be done for somebody else. So that lach because it's possible, but only if, let's say, he brought a chatas and he had in mind al misha mechuyev chatas. Al misha mechuyev oilu kshay. But if he had in mind someone that's only chayev and oilu, it's going to be kosher. So the only time shinu bailam is a problem is if that other person that the kohen had in mind is mechuyev this carbon that he's bringing right now. So if it's a chatas, that person's chayev a chatas. But let's say it's a chatas and the person's chayev a carbon, he's chayev an oilu. So that lachas, it's going to be kosher. My time, and what's the reason? The chiper olav. It says v'chiper olav, olav le al chaveroi. This is the makar that not al chaveroi, and we learn, being that loy chaveroi is learned out from olav, so we assume that that chaveroi has to be dumi the olav. Chaveroi dumi the day. V'mechuyev kapar kabaisa. Just like the olav, the right person is someone that's chayev kapar. Obviously, that's why he's bringing the carbon. So too, the v'le al chaveroi had to be someone that at least is dumi to him. At the very least, he was chayev. This too we've seen already earlier in the parak. V'amar rav number three. This we didn't see at chata sheshach tamisha in v'mechuyev klom. If a kohen would bring a chatos, and he did it on behalf of someone that's not chayiv anything. So he's not chayiv a chatos, he's not chayiv an oilo. The halacha is psula, it would be pasul. Whoa. We just said that chatos sheshachta l'shom misha mechuyev chatos is a problem. Because it has to be olav v'loyal chavere chavere dum yedideh. If he's chayv and oil, it's going to be kosher. What if he's not chayv? Nothing, right? Literally, shocht al misha ena mechuyev klum. So the halach is psul, it's going to be possible. Why? She'en lecha adam Yisrael, she'en mechuyev asik. Because it's impossible to have a person who's walking planet Earth who wasn't over an asay somewhere. Right? Kein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv leyech. V'amar rova rova sned, chatos mechaperes al chav yaseh. That a chatos is mechaper an aseh. How do you know that? Mi kal v'choymer. What's the kal v'choymer? It's a pashto kal v'choymer. Al chav yekris is mechaperes. Al chav yaseh loy kolshkein. If a chatos could be mechaper for chav yekris, certainly could be mechaper for chav yaseh. Now, by the way, it's mechaper an chav yekris only b'shoigig, and we're assuming that it'd be mechaper on chav yaseh, maybe even b'mezit, but the bottom line is, it's still a kal v'choymer. If it could be mechaper for chav yekris, certainly should be able to be mechaper for chayv yaseh. In other words, if you have a guy, stomach person in the Weltarein, that person we assume is chayiv chatos. What do you mean he's chayiv chatos? He for sure was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig? No. But he for sure is a chayv yaseh, because ein locha odam b'yisrael she'inoy mechuyiv aseh. And a chatos is mechaper on an aseh. Kumtois, he's shayich to the kapara of chatos, and if he's shayich to the kapara of chatos, so it is chaver dumi today. And it's for that reason, if somebody would bring a chatos with a shinei bailam on a stama person, that loch is, it would be a problem. But the Gemara asks, how do you reconcile this statement of Rava with the previous statement of Rava? Amar Rava, Rava said 3 lines ago, chatos shaktam isha mechuyiv chatos psula, al misha mechuyiv oilog sheiro. What's the reason? Because it has to be chaver dumi today, and you have to be chayiv chatos. Now you're telling me, even stama mentioned the belt, is chayiv chatos. Why? Because he's chayiv asay, and chatos is mechaper for asay. Kal v'chomer mechav yekrisos. So, l'chura, how do these two memories of Rav Shtim? So, the Gemara gives a very cryptic answer. The Gemara says, mikiva loy mechapra, mikufya mechapra. So, the taich means that when we say that a chatos is mechaper of an asay, kal v'chomer from chav yekrisos, mikiva loy mechaper. Mikiva is miloshen kavua. It's not mechaper in a kavua way. It doesn't give a kavua, a complete kapara. It's not a refuah shalema. It's not a kapara shalema, a kapara gemura. But mikufya mechapra, abyssal, ashvacha kapara, that it is able to do. So what does it have to do with Rava's two statements? So the logic is as follows. In the event that you have a person that is already mechuyev an aseh, for whatever reason, he made a neder, he's going to bring an aseh, let's say. So right now he's mechuyev an aseh, so then we assume that the aseh that he's mechuyev to bring is what's going to be mechaper for the aseh that he was over. If the oila that he's mechuyev is what's going to be mechaper, so then the chatos is not mechaper. And if the chatos is not mechaper, kumta is this person is not dumya the day, and as a result, it's not going to be a shina bialim, because shina bialim means that you're bringing it on behalf of someone that's chayiv in the same carbon. If, however, the person is not chayiv an oila, because he never was made a neder and a dava to bring an oila, he has no chayiv oila right now. If this person has no chayiv oila, so then we assume that the chatas will be mechaprafim. If the chatas will be mechaprafim, then it's going to be chaveir adum yodi day. And if that's the case, it's going to be a shinui bialim. But the bottom line is, it comes out a little counterintuitively. Chatos, that's brought al shem mi shemechuyev chatos. Well, that's your classic shinui bialim. Al mi shemechuyev oila. This person has a chiyev oila. If you look at Rashi, could be he was even mafresh to oila. So a person like that, it's not going to be mechaper. If it's brought on behalf of stama mensch, then it is going to be a shinui bialim. What's the difference between the person that's chayiv in the oila and the stama mensch? The person that's chayiv in an oila, his chiyuvei aseh are going to get its kapara through the oila. And being that it's going to come about through the oila, so kumtois, the chatos is not going to be mechaper for it. If, however, the person is not chayiv in an oila, so then we say, based on the kal v'chomer, if the chatas is mechaper for chayiv krisus, kal v'chomer is mechaper for chayiv yaseh, he's considered chaveir dumyo didei, and it's for that reason he's considered mechuyev kapar kamoisai. It's going to be a problem of shinu b'alav. Amar Rava, another statement that Rava said, and this one we also saw already. Oila sheshachta shalai l'shma, asat lizak dama shalai l'shma. An oila with the shechita was on shalai l'shma, you're not allowed to do the zrika shalai l'shma. Meaning, it would have been a havamina once you mess up on the shechita, so I don't know, you messed up, just continue messing up. You're not allowed to do that. What's the reason? Ibai say makra. Could be, if you would prefer, you could learn it from a pasuk. Ibai say makra. What's the vegaimer? Neder, nedava. Oh, it's a nedava. A nedava. You're allowed to go ahead and just bring shalom l'shma. Ibai say masvara. Mishum deshani ba vechulu. Kedereish pirka. Right? What's the vechulu over there? The vechulu is just because you messed up once, that means it's a hefkeveld. You should continue messing up. And what? Where is kedereish pirka? It's the beis amid aleph. Mamish. The first amid in the masechta. Vamai Rava. Rava said, Oila bala acham misa, an oila that's brought la acham misa, shachta b'shina kodesh psul. So we're talking about where somebody was mafresh a carbon oil and then he died. So the yarshim are going and they're bringing the carbon oil. Right? We know an oila is brought la acham misa. Ashem echatas and not brought la acham misa. All the other carbonas are brought la acham misa. So oila bala acham misa, in the event that the shchita was done now b'shina kodesh, it's going to be possible. B'shina b'ilum ksheira, but b'shina b'ilum it's going to be kasha. What's the reason? They ain't b'ilum la acham misa. It's very simple. The kedushas oila survives the death of the owner, but the ownership of the owner doesn't survive the death of the owner, right? Right? Even his karbonis, that's not something he's going to own after he dies. So the oila is still there. It passes a shinui kodesh. Oh, but the bailam is not there anymore. It doesn't pass anymore a shinui bailam. So Rabbi said something very profound. He said that an oila that's being brought l'achamisa is subject to the laws of shinui kodesh, but it's not subject to the laws of shinui bailam. Pinchas b'ei d'Rav Ami Amar. Pinchas b'ei d'Rav Ami said, yesh bailam l'achamisa. There is bailam l'achamisa. So what did he mean? The Gemara is not even sure. Amar le'Rav Ashi le'Rav Pinchas b'ei d'Rav Ami. So Rav Ashi asked Rav Pinchas b'ei d'Rav Ami, when you just said yesh bailam l'achamisa, dafke kam amar. Now I don't know Rav Pinchas b'ei d'Rav Ami is, but look at the respect Rav Ashi has for him. He calls him Mar Rebbe, right? He says dafke kam amar yesh bailam l'achamisa. You mean what you said, and you said what you mean, meaning I'm supposed to take you super literally, that yesh bailam l'achamisa ubayi la'asuye oila achriti. And in the event now that it was brought with a shinui kodesh or You would have to go ahead and bring another oila, idilma, or perhaps the ikka kamiyah say gabe mechapra. All you mean when you say is yeshpaylo malachamis is that the yorshim are chayveyase, and they bring the oila right now of their father, they're gonna get kapara. But not that if you mess up on the shinui bailim, it's gonna actually be a problem, right? You're not going to have to replace it. It's not going to be a like ogul the bible the shame khayba. So Rav Pinchas Breder Rav Ami said yesh bailam lachamisa. Rav Ashi said yesh bailam lachamisa that the shinui bailam yesh bailam lachamisa that it's mechaba. Amar Leisa, he told him tafka kamina. What I meant to say was yeah, exactly what you thought I said in the first time. Yesh bailam lachamisa, and there's even going to be a shinui bailam. Rashi says that what was the nafka mina between the two stadim, whether it's bedavka, not bedavka. Now, the nafkamina is the halacha. But in the cheshbon of the Gemara, what's the nafkamina? Was Rav Pinchas Breder of Ami coming to argue with Rava or not? Rava said, Oila habala achamisa is subject to Shinui Kodesh, not subject to Shinui Bailam. Rav Pinchas Breder of Ami comes in and he says, Yesh Bailam lachamisa. Is he coming to be chaylik? He's coming to say, Yesh Bailam lachamisa, that there is a Shinui Bailam lachamisa or not? And what's the maskana? Dafka kamina. He's actually coming to argue. There is a Shinui Bailam lachamisa. Oh my, Rava said, Oila dairin. The carbon oila is a dairin. What it is a gift. Let's read Rashi. Dibra maschal oila dairin. Ain't a bala chapra ala se kapar mamish. We keep on saying that oila is mechapar nase. Yesterday's daf, today's daf. It's not mamish mechapar nase. So what then is it? What it is, it's a gift that you give a Kaddish Baruch Hu after you already get kapara, after you already get kapara for the assay that you violate. So after a person is over an assay and gets kapara, he would bring the carbon oila as a gift. And Rashi says, this is the derech of people. Back in the day, there were kings that would get upset at people, right? And if he ever pardoned you or forgave you for something, you would come to him afterwards and you'd buy him a gift. And that's, you'd be aside what the oil is. So how does that all play out? So the Gemara is going to work this way. So the Gemara says as follows. Because eat the leket tshuva, if a person violated an asay, and he brings a carbon oila now to try to get kapara without doing tshuva, well, then the carbon's not going to do anything because evach reshav and tayeva. Because the carbon that a rasha brings is a tayeva. So if somebody does an aveira and he wants to get kapara and he says, oh, perfect, I'll bring a carbon, but he's not going to do tshuva, well, you missed the boat. Zever chasham teyeva. So it can't be when we say that oil is mechaper nasei, it means on tshuva, because that would be zever chasham and zever chasham teyeva. Vide ikka tshuva, elma, you'll tell me, when is it negay that the oil is mechaper nasei? When the person did do tshuva. Well, if he did tshuva, Tanya will learn to the bride. So Avraham mitzvah say v'shav. If a person is leaving on a mitzvah say and he does tshuva, then mamash, before he even gets a chance to move from the place that he's in, where he did tshuva, he already gets mechila. In other words, Rava said, I don't understand this whole concept that oil is mechaper nasei. If he didn't do tshuva, then zever chasham teyeva. And if he did do tshuva, then he doesn't have to bring the carbon oil. So where's the negate the oil? Oh, says Rava Elosh. Mamina, this is right what I said. Then Enochinami, you're not getting the kapara. You're not getting the kapara via the oil. The kapara is coming from the tshuva. What then is the oila? What the oila is just the dairin, it's the gift that you're bringing. We're going to skip the parentheses for 1 second. Tanya Nami Hachi, a braisa that supports this last memra of Rava. Amar Rav Shimon said, Chatas Lama Ba, why do you bring a carbon chatas? So the Gemara interjects, Lama Ba, Lechaper, what do you mean? Sachtas Hirius, what do you mean? Lama Ba, Elo, Lama Ba, Lifnei Oila. Why is it that the chatas always comes before the oila? Right? So this is one of the rules in Kachim. The chatas is always Kaidemas Loila. So Rav Shimon was pondering, and he said, why is it that the chatas comes before the oila? So he said, I'll tell you why. It's La Praklit Shen Nichnas. Ritza Praklit Nichnas Doiroin Acharav. It's because the chatas is the praklit. The chatas is this agent that's coming now to try to attain kapara on behalf of the person that needs kapara. After the kapara is attained, you bring a gift to give a yashukayach. The chatas is the praklet. The chatas is what's doing off the kapara. The oila is the dairin. Either way, this is a tanya namayachi. It's a raya to what Rava said, that what is the chefs of an oila? The chefs of an oila is the dairin. By the way, who said chatas lama ba? or Chatos Lama Ba Lifnei Oilet. Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon who's Dairish Time of the Kra. Right, throughout Shas, you have Rav Shimon's that's Dairish Time of the Kra. This is a classic Rav Shimon where he's being Dairish Time of the Kra. Chatos is Kaidemus Loilet. Why is it? He said, if you understand the role of the Chatos, you understand the role of the Oilet, you can never do it. Fakir. You don't bring the gift and then get kapara, right? That's shaychad, I think. But you can't do it in the reverse order. This is the way it has to happen. First, the proklet comes and he does his thing, and then you bring the gift. The chatas is the proklet, the oil is the dairin. It's for that reason you do it in this way. Now let's go back to the parentheses. So what was the parentheses? The simen. Chatas al mi mechaper oilalacha dairin simen. So I think there's a good way to chazer all the memories that we just said from Rabbi. We could just make up our own sikkum, or we can run with the Gemara's lead here. So what's chatas? The first of Rav's members was Chatos Lushum Chatos Ksheira. Because it says V'shal Chatoisa. Lushum Oila is going to be possible. What's the Chiddush Chatos Lushum Chatos? Even if it's a Chatos Cheira, V'ashem Chatos Dam. By the way, we have this earlier. We had this on Daf Gimel Amid Beis and the Sugya, the Mina Machrib, the Loi Mina Loi Machrib. Over there, the guess is Rav, which is interesting. On Daf Gimel Amid Beis, it's Rav. On Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, it's Rav. Some on Daf Gimel Amid Beis change it from Rav to Rav. Some on Daf Zayin change it from Rav to Rav. Rather, the Daf Zayin Girsus feels a little bit more geschmack because we have all these memories of Rava. Punk, this first one is Rav, right? The simin and just the location, location, location of this statement together with a whole bunch of memories of Rava certainly feels like maybe Rava is the proper Girsa above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, it was Rav. Here on Daf Zayin, it's Rava. The next one was Almi. So what was Almi? So that was Chata Sheshachta. Almi Shemechuyiv Chatos is a problem. Almi Shemechuyiv Oila. Not. Why? Because it says V'chiper Olav. Olav V'lei Al Chaveroi. Chaveroi Dum Yedidei. Right? This was also mentioned on Daf Gimel on the base in the Sugi Demina Machrib. The Lamin Aloy Machrib. The third one was Mechaper. What was Mechaper? Chata Sheshachta. Almi She'ena Mechuyiv Klum Mechaperis. A Chatos that's brought on behalf of someone that's not Chayiv anything. The halach is the chatos is what? The chatos is considered a chatos with a machshava psula, and it's based on the fact she'ein l'cha ada b'Yisrael she'ein mechuyev aseh, and a chatos kal v'chimer is mechaper naseh. Aye, al misha mechuyev oila is not a machshava paisalas, al misha ein mechuyev klum is paisalas. The cryptic response of the Gemara, mikiv aloy mechapra, mikufya mechapra. What was the next one? The next one was oila. Oila was the memory that the Gemara brought on the top of the Yomid that we saw right in that Beza Medalev, where Rava said, oila sheshachta shaloy lishma, asu lizrak dama shaloy lishma. Yibay say mekra, yibay say misfar. The next memory was la'achar. Rava said that an oila that was brought la'achar misa with a machshava shaloy lishma, if it's shinu kodesh, it's going to be a problem, because the oila survives the misa. Shinu bailam, the bailam don't survive the misa. We saw, by the way, Rapinchas Breda Rabami was chaylik. He said the shinu bailam afilu achar misa. And then finally, the last one was dairin. Rava's memory, oila is a dairin. That's the chefza. Dairin, I thought it's mechaper and aseh. It's not really mechaper and aseh. It's just you're appeasing the Eibishta. When you appease the Eibishta with this gift, you end up getting kapara. But really, bechefza, it's not a mechaper. Chatos is a mechaper. Chatos is a practice. That's why the chatos always comes before the oila. What is the oila? Really? Really, it is a gift. Moving along. So we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. Chutz min ha-pesach v'achatos v'chulot. So kol ha-zvach ha-shenizvach ha-shalei l'shmon k'shem elu shalei olu l'bayin l'm shem chayva. There are two exceptions to the rule. What are the exceptions to the rule? It's the Pesach and the Chatos. Let's just chazer this because it's going to play itself out for a moment in the cheshbon. Right? Somebody asks you today, why is it that kol ha-zvachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shmon ksherim elu shaloi olu l'bayim l'shem chayva? The answer is going to be learned after alun and zvachim, and you're going to find out that in the parish of Shlomim, nine different ways, you find the concept of shaloi l'shmon shinu kodesh, shinu bayilim, by shchit ha-kabal ha-ilacha and zvika. We have a hekish, zayis ha-tayu l'ayilim, minchad chad shlomim v'lemiluin v'chulei, that it's not only true by Shlomim, it's true v'shar kabanis as well. Shouldn't it be possible? That's how you know that if it's done in this way, meaning you weren't a Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, you didn't fulfill the Nedah the way you were supposed to. At the very least, it's going to be an Adava, meaning it's going to be kosher, stating that it's not going to be Olu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayvi. But that's all true for Shar Kabanis. Pesach and Chatos in the sheet of the Tanakhama, the first of the four sheets in the Mishnah, are the exception to the rules. It says the Gemara Pesach Minolam. What's the Makar to the Karban Pesach? And really, we're fanging on from Umfang for now. We'll see at the end of the Cheshbon, it's a short Gemara, the Gemara is going to come back and leverage the Avdalit, leverage the little bit of a hakdama that we just gave. But for now, we're starting with a whiteboard. We're literally starting from scratch. How do you know that a Pesach has a din of Lishma? So the Gemara says, "Zechsev." It's a pasuk in the parashat of the Karban Pesach. Shamar es chodesh ha'aviv va'asisa Pesach va'asisa Pesach. Yeah, sheyu kol asiyos of l'shem Pesach. And by the way, this is a great makar, right? So in the world of makaris, this is a good one. Because Va'asis says mashma everything. Shechita, Kabbalah, Elocha, Zrika. Remember on Davdalin, maybe Shechita, maybe Kabbalah, maybe Elocha, like Zrika. We had matzads flying all over the place. Over here, you don't need this because it's Pasha. Va'asis sounds like everything. All the Asiyos. So you see, all the Asiyos have to be L'shem Pesach. Says the Mahashka, Shechina Kodesh. It's a good Makar, Shechina Kodesh. Shechina Bailin, we know. How do you know Shechina Bailin? Samar says, I'll tell you why I know. Va'amartim Zevach Pesachu. Zevach Pesach, we learn from this, that the Zvicha, this is not as good a Makar, this is just Zvicha, it's only Shechita, that the Zvicha has to be L'shem Pesach. Now, this is, again, Shinu Kodesh. I don't need a second Makar for Shinu Kodesh because I already have a Sisa Pesach. So instead, use it for Shinu Bailin. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Mitzvah, La'akiv Minolon. Okay, so I have a Makar now for Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailin. And truth is, if you look at it more carefully, I have Shinu Kodesh. All Dalit Avodah Sadam, Shini Bailam, I only have Zevach Pesach, right? I only have Zvicha. But regardless, I only have a Mitzvah. I don't have a La'akiv. And we know it's Ma'akiv. What do you mean it's Ma'akiv? It's not even kosher. It's even pasul. Chutzman HaPesach HaChatos. These are the two examples when it's going to be pasul. So how do you know La'akiv Amakra, the pasuk says, is another pasuk. It says, V'zavachto Pesach La'ashem Elokecha V'goymer. Now let's read the Vegaimer. V'zavach tepesach l'Hashem alikecha tzoynu bakar ba'mokim ha'sheyivcha Hashem l'shakein shmoysham. Either way, that pasuk of v'zavachto is extra, and that's already a extra pasuk to teach me that it's even going to be pasuk. Now, what's the makar v'zavach tepesach? Again, the zvicha has to be l'shem pesach. Says the Gemara, we interrupt the program before we even wrap up what the makar is. Maskef l'Rav Safra, Rav Safra asks, "Hey, v'zavach telachi v'dasav?" You tell me this pasuk v'zavach tepesach is the extra makar to teach me that the Pesach is going to be pasul shaloi l'shma. Hi, me boy, like Rav Nachman. I need it for Rav Nachman's halach. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Amar Rabbi Ravun, the name Rabbi Ravun." Me, now my Pesach shkarv shlomim. How do you know that if you have a leftover carbon Pesach, a Pesach that can't be brought as a Pesach, bring it as a shlom? So, what would be an example of a Moisa Pesach where if somebody was mafish a carbon Pesach, then he lost it. So he was mafish another one, and then he found it. So, what do you do with it? You bring it as a shlomim. You know from this pasuk, zavach to Pesach l'Hashem alikecha. Here, the Gemara brings the hemshach of the pasuk tzoynu bakar. Now, if you read this pasuk at its surface, it's a very troubling pasuk because it sounds like the Karban Pesach could be either a tzoyin or a bakar. By the way, Ayin Shom Bevin Ezra, Vadvorim Atikin, Ve'inkam Akoyim Elaharech. But V'zavach to Pesach Tashem Elekecha, Tzoyin Ubakar. V'aloi Ein Pesach Bo, Elo Mina Kvasim Umina Izim. What's going on over here? You can't bring the Karban Pesach bakar. Bakar is a cow, right? You're going to bring a cow as a carbon Pesach? Everyone knows it's either a sheep or a goat. Mikan, what do we learn from here? L'moisner ha-Pesach, she'yehe l'dover ha-bom and ha-tzoy min ha-bok. Torah is coming to teach me that there's a concept of a Pesach that becomes a moisner Pesach. And what carbon is it? It's the carbon that could be brought from all tzoyin and all bakar. Umay niu shlomim. That's a shlomim. Rashi says, because only a shlomim could be brought from all tzoyin, all bakar, regardless of whether it's male or female. Zohar in the cave. So must be it's talking about a shlomim. But either way, this pasuk is already taken. This pasuk is needed to teach me this halacha. Moisa Pesach is a shlomim. It can't be the extra pasuk in the sugya of shleil l'shma for carbon Pesach. Elam Rav Safra. So Rav Safra asked the kasha, and Rav Safra is the one that feared us. He said, "V'zavach to Pesach l'chid Rav Nachman." You have to say that v'zavach to Pesach is coming to teach Rav Nachman. Shomer's chedesh aviv. So now let's go back to the drawing board as it relates to shomer's chedesh aviv. That's the mitzvah b'shinu kodesh, right? That's the first makar that the Gemara brought. That's a shinu kodesh mitzvah. And when it says v'amartim zevach pesach, that's eino inyan l'shinui kodesh tneyo inyan l'shinui bailim l'mitzvah. How do I know la'akev? Who la'akev? Where does it say who? V'amartim zevach pesach who? It says the word who. And from that word who, I learn that it's ma'akev as well. And it's true. Bein hacha v'hacha. It's going to be ma'akev, sai the shinu kodesh de galocha, inside the shinu bailim de galocha. So I know shinu kodesh v'asiso pesach. I know shinu bailim v'amartim zevach pesach. And then I have the word who. Who is going on everything? It's going on the shinu kodesh de galocha and the shinu bailim. That's why I know shinu kodesh and shinu bailim ma'akev. That's why I know when it comes to karmen pesach, it's going to be possible. But the Gemara says, one second, ashkechon zvicha shar avoides min olon. I only know zvicha l'chayra. What does it mean, I only know Zvicha? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, I only know Zvicha la'akev. Because where does it say the word hu? Va'amartem zevach pesach hu. And being that I only have the word of hu in zvicha, so there's makim to say that the halacha of le'ikuva is only by a zevach pesach, it's only by a zvicha. And just to even explain the Gemara a drop better, we have a makar that all dasis, all dal avodas adam, required the Shema, Shina Kodesh. As relates to Shina Bailam, all I even knew was Shechita. Now I have a Hu. L'chaira, the Hu would be telling me that the Zvicha of Shina Kodesh would be Ma'akev, and the Zvicha, which I think is the only thing I even have by Shina Bailam, would be Ma'akev. So it's still chaser what the Makar is, because at the end of the day, how do I know Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika is Ma'akev by Shina Kodesh? And also, how do I even know Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika, even a mitzvah, by Shina Bailam? Right? I'm still lacking a little bit. But the Gemara says, no. Hoyo v'gali gali. Meaning, once I find that there's a musig of Li'ikuva by Shinui Kodesh regarding the Shechita, so I assume that it's going to be true for the Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika as well. And if it's true by Shinui Kodesh, it's going to be true by Shinui Bailam as well. So it's a little bit of a chiddush in light of Daf Dalit, right? The Ikur Gemara so far that we saw regarding all the Makairas. Hail the Gali Gali. I mean, everything seemed to have been so nuanced. But at the same time, no, there is a Musik of Hail the Gali Gali, says the Gemara. And therefore, once I know Shinui Kodesh Zvicha is Ma'akiv, I assume that it's true for the other Gimel Avoidus, and I also assume it's going to be true for Shinei by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, no, Hoyo Vagali Gali Layam Rinan. Absolutely not. There's no Hoyo Vagali Gali. And if these are the only Makaris that we have to work with as it relates to trying to figure out how I know Shinei Kodesh, Shinei Bailam, Shechit Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika is going to be Ma'akim when it comes to Karban Pesach, it's not going to end up working out. Okay, if that's the case, Ela Avoidus Minalon. So how then do I know that all Dalit Avoidus Shinei Kodesh, Shinei Bailam is going to be Ma'akim when it comes to the Karban Pesach? Says Rav Ashi, we're going to go back to the drawing board. And that means we're going to go back to Daf Dalid. What was Daf Dalid? We had the Karban Shlomim. And Vash State and the Karban Shlomim. All the different Makairis that the Karban Shlomim has to be Lishma. Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. Shchit Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika. Now, up until this point, we assumed that Daf Dalid is not applicable to the Karban Shlomim. I'm sorry, to the Karban Pesach. You know why we assumed it's not applicable to the Karban Pesach? Because how did we apply the Shlomim to Shar Karbonis? It was based on a Hekesh. What did the Pasuk say? So he said, Torah, la'oila la'mincha l'chatas v'l'shlom l'asham v'l'amilum v'zavach ha'shlom. It doesn't say Pesach. And being that it doesn't say Pesach, mechitesni. Kums again, Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says, no. Be'etzim, I could include the Karban Pesach in the Hekesh. You know why? Because it says, so he said, Torah, la'oila la'mincha v'goyme. V'tanya, and we learned to the Braisa, and the Braisa is picking up on the very next pasuk in the Torah, where it says, "Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai b'yom tzavoyseis bnei Yisrael lahakrives korbaneim l'Hashem b'midbar Sinai." Now, what do we need from the Braisa? All right, so far we just quoted a pasuk. What we need is it says korbaneim, and the word korbaneim we learn is zeh b'chayru ma'aser u'pesach. It's coming to be marber the b'char, the ma'aser, and the pesach. Well, if that's the case, it comes out that really Pesach is included in the Hekesh. Ikishya kosnev l'shlom. Now we say it's like the Shlomim. Right, we weren't mechalik as it relates to the mitzvah. So too, as it relates to the Pesach, where it's leikuva, we're not going to be mechalik as well. So we need a little Torah Shabbal Peh here. Says Rav Ashi, I'm going to tell you what's going on by the Pesach. The Pesach is leveraging everything that we knew about Shar Karbonis. Everything that we saw in Daf Dalit applies to the Pesach as well. What would be the tzadnah? Because really, the Makaris on Daftala was by Shlomim, and how do I know by Shar Kabbanis through a Hekesh? So he said, it doesn't say Pesach. There's a Braisa that says that in the next Pesach it says Pesach. You know what Karbineim is? It's Bchar Meiser and Pesach. That means Pesach is included in the Hekesh. If Pesach is included in the Hekesh, so really, I know the mitzvah. I have everything in the books already. Okay. What don't I know? I don't know Li'ikuva. How am I going to know Li'ikuva? So this is the Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm going to know Likuva, the drushes that the Gemara brought. It says, Shomer es chayde sha'aviv v'asiso Pesach. That's hiu kol asiyoisa l'shem Pesach. That's shini kodesh, an extra makar, Likuva. And then it says, v'amartem zevach Pesach. That's shini baylam, an extra makar. Now the one knetch that the Gemara speaks out is, one second, shini kodesh, I now know all dalet avoidus. But how do I know shini baylam all dalet avoidus? My makar was v'amartem zevach Pesach. Maybe it's only true for shechita. The teretz is that just like by the shlomo, which is lemitzvah lechilakta ben shina kodesh shina baylam, it's always dalet avoidus. So too, when it comes to the carbon pesach, where it's liikuva, where it's going to be possible, also leitachlik. Even though really I don't have a mufurish makar for shina baylam ala dalet avoidus liikuva, but I have it by shina kodesh. I also have the hekesh to shlomim. Right? Again, we're using the hekesh, and just like by shlomim lechilakta obia lemitzvah, so too when it comes to carbon pesach, loitachlik, as it relates to the ikuva as well. So there's one makar that the Gemara had mentioned in the cheshbon that we need to figure out now. We have to just close the loop here, right? We're crossing the T's and dotting the I's. One last thing we need to do, and that is elohu lamali. In the first makar of the Gemara, who was what taught me the ikuva when it comes to the carbon pesach? Now you don't need who. Who would be like a third makar already? You only need three, right? So once you have two, you're done. You know the ikuva. So what is who coming to teach you? It says, who? B'shchita la'akev. It says, v'amartim zevach pesach hu by the shchita. Aval osham lo'y nemer by who. But as it relates to the osham, it says who, elalach ha'aktara se'murim. It says it after the ha'aktara, v'hu atzmesh lo'y hukto emurim kasha. And being that if you're not makted emurim at all, the halach is going to be kasha. Certainly if the ha'aktara is going to be shaloy l'shma, it's going to be kasha as well. The way Rashi explains this gemara is that the reason the Torah said the word hu by the carbon pesach, v'amartim zevach pesach hu, is to be megala on the hu that it says by Asham. Again, let's read the Gemara a little carefully. Nemar b'pesach hu b'shchita la'akev, right? It says hu by the Karm Pesach, and we know the zvicha l'shem pesach is ma'akev. How do I know it? From the aforementioned Makairis. It says the word hu by Asham, we're la'achar aktara se'murim, aval Asham lo'y nemar by hu el la'achar aktara se'murim, to teach me that in the event that the haktara is going to be shaloy l'shma, the halacha is that it can't be ma'akiv, because if the haktara itself is not ma'akiv, there's no way that this could be ma'akiv either. The point is, the only reason we're making the diyek that the word hu, v'shteit by the Asham, is not teaching me halacha l'ikuva is because we're contrasting it with the word hu v'shteit by Pesach. By Pesach, the Torah wrote the word hu by zvicha. Here, the Torah wrote it by aktara. It's not a coincidence. It's not a mikra. There has to be a reason. It's to teach me that the hu by Pesach is a l'ikuva diga halacha, as opposed to the hu by asham is not. That's only something I know because I can contrast the two hus. The Torah wrote hu by Pesach to be megala on how to learn the who by the carbon asham. Now, the truth is, this Gemara that we just mentioned, first of all, we saw it already. Also, it's a little bit sasum. It's really in the middle of an exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Rashi quotes it in a couple of dafin and daf yudam ibeis. So, Metz Hashem, when we learn daf yudam ibeis, we'll understand the nuance of this halach a little bit better. But just for what we need, in Yoneinu, we wrote the word who over here to show Amol the Torah writes who by zvicha, Amol the Torah writes who by aktara. And it matters the location of where the who is. The who by Asham is not teaching me a halacha that's going to be liyikuva. What does it mean more specifically? Ayin Sham on Daf Yud Amidei's exhale. So as it relates to Raid, I think we're ready to attempt to go through together what is, without a question, the most mefursim de Gemara Makim in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. It's not the tshuva from the Noidei B'Yehuda about L'shem Yichud. It's also probably the most mefursim de Shtikl Torah in Chedushei Moran Rizal Levi al Rambam. That is the Priskirov's Yodua Diga U'mefursim de Yisoid as it relates to the sugya of Shaloi L'shma. So Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to do this raid bite in two parts. Part one will be tonight, where we'll go through Divrei Moron Riz Halevi, and part two will be tomorrow, where we'll go through some of the raid as it relates to the way the Gedolei Achronim, the Brisker Hashivas, V'chulu, went and were marchiv upon this yisoid. But as it relates to tonight, we're just starting with the basics. We're just going to go through Divrei Moron Riz Halevi. So we're learning the sugya of Shaloi Lashma. Specifically, we're in the middle of all the different mekayros as it relates to how you know that there's an idea that if one of the Dalet Avodas Adam were brought with a machshava Shaloi Lashma, it would impact the carbon, right? Up until this point, what do we know? We know that kol hazvachim shenizbechu Shaloi Lashma ksherin, elu shalei alu lebailim l'shem chayv. The Makar is Be'ikr, the Parsha of the Karban Shlamim. There's many references in the Parsha of the Karban Shlamim that teach me the Halacha of Lishma, and from there I learn Shinu Kodesh, Shinu Bailim, Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Okay, I know it by Shlamim. How do I know it? The Shar Karbanis. So for that I have the Hekesh. The Torah said, Zois HaTorah, La'oilo, La'mincha, La'chatos, U'la'oshav, La'miluim, V'chulu, Hikishan Hakasav L'shlamim. The Torah was makish all karbanos to Shlamim. Just like by Shlamim, there's a concept of Lishma b'shinu kodesh and shinu b'aylam shchit kabbalah ilachas rika. The same is going to be true as it relates to shar karbanos as well. One second. If there's halacha of Lishma, then if you have a machshav shaloi Lishma, shouldn't the karban be pasul? It's a good kasha. But the Gemara said, it says Moises v'secha tishmar v'asisa kasha nadarta nedova. Even if you have a machshava shaloi lishma, you were in a moises v'secha tishmar. It's still in a dava, meaning it's still kosher. What is it not? It's not alu l'bayil l'shem chayva. So if you need to bring a carbon, you can't satisfy your obligation with this carbon. But in terms of it being kosher, you could do a zrika, you could be makdadei murim, you're allowed to eat the basar. We treat it like in a dava. And in a dava is kosher, this would be kosher as well. Another thing we saw, this was the last gemara that we just learned here on Dav Zayin Amadeis, we know why chutz min ha-pesach, right? Chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. We know why chutz min ha-pesach, it's based l'maskanas ha-gemara on the drushes of Shlomim, but you have two additional drushes. Is Chodesh Aviv Vasisa Pesach, V'amartim Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. You have a whole second set of drushes. It's coming to teach me that it's even ma'akiv. What does it mean? It's even ma'akiv. It's going to be possible. What about Chatos? That's coming up. Metz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph asks a bombakasha. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis says L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nizbach. We know this Mishnah. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zeveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach, V'achatas V'osham L'shem Chet. Says the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Oilo. You know how you know that a carbon has to be brought L'shem Zevach? Because it says in the Torah, Oilo. And from the word Oila, I know L'shem Oila, that it has to be brought L'shem Oila. Lafuke L'shem Shlomim Delay. Lafuke, that if you bring a L'shem Shlomim, it's not going to be okay. The Torah says the word Ishe. And from the word Ishe, I learned L'shem Ishin. Lafuke Kevava Deloy. The Torah says Reach. And from the word Reach, I learned that it has to be L'shem Reach. Lafuke Evarim Shatzalim Vehelon Deloy. The Torah says Nichayach, and I learned from there that a carbon has to be brought L'shem Hanochas Ruach. And finally, the Torah says L'shem Lahavaya, and when I learned from there L'shem Misha'am Avahoya Oilam. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. You know how I know L'shem Shisha Dvar Masevach Nizbach? I know it from one pasuk in the Torah in the Parsha of Oil. Now this pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra, it's Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes. V'kir bay uchra av yirchatz b'moyim v'hikter ha-koyen es ha-koy la-mizbeicha oilo ishei reyach nichayach l'ashem. Oilo l'shem oilo, ishei l'shem ishim, reyach l'shem reyach, nichayach l'shem nichayach l'ashem l'shem Hashem. Which, by the way, is five of the six machshavas. But either way, Freitas v'sakasha, what's going on over here? This seems to be another makar to the concept of L'shem Zevach. Another makar to the concept of Shinu Kodesh. So Freitas v'sakasha, the two sugyas in Shas that talk about Lishma don't seem to be talking to each other. And Daf Dalid, hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, right? It's still going. We're in the middle of it. The Gemara says that what is the makar to the idea of Shaloi Lishma when it comes to Kachim? It's learned out from the Parish of Shlomim. Here I have a Gemara, Zvachim and Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara learns from Oilo Ishe Reach Nichayach Lashem that you see from here that there's a halacha that a carbon has to be brought Lishma. Is the makar the Parish of Shlomim, or is the makar this pasuk right here the parasha of the oil. So Tosfos says a very big chiddush. Tosfos says that when the Mishnah said l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach, even though it means shchita, and if it means shchita, it means kabbalah ilach hazrik as well, it also means haktara. It also means aktar. Aktara also has to be done l'shem shisha dvar. Being that it also means haktara, the Gemara here understood that it couldn't rely on the mekayros that we had on Daf Dalet v'chulu, because those are mekayros only for the Dalet Avodah Sadah. There was no mention up until this point for there to be a mekar that even haktara has to be l'shma. Therefore, the Gemara felt that it needed a new makar. A makar to teach me that this is not only going to be true for Shechita Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika, but it's going to be true for Haktar as well. So the Gemara says, you want to know what the makar is? I'll tell you what the makar is. V'hiktir hakoyein es hakoyel ha-mizbecha oylo ishe reyach nichayach l'ashem. And in this pasuk, which is a pasuk that's talking about Haktara, I learned that just like there's a din that the Shechita Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika has to be l'shma, so to the Akhtar has to be Lishma as well. But the reason we need this new Makar here on Menvav on the days is because L'shem Shishadvar Mazevach Nizbach, says Tosfos, also means L'shem Shishadvar Mazevach Niktar. And for Akhtar, I don't have a Makar from Daf Dalet. I don't have a Makar from the Parish of Shlomim. And it's for that reason I have to come on to a new Makar. And that's why I need this Gemara right here, Menvav on the days, Oylo Ishe Reach Nichayach Lashem. If you take a look at Rashi on Daf Menvav Amud Beis, it's clear that Rashi did not learn this Gemara the way Tosfos on Daf Beis learns the Gemara. It's clear that Rashi learned that this Gemara is a Makar that the Dalet Avodah Sadah need to be brought L'shem Shisha Dvarim. And if that's the case, it sounds like the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, Oylo Ishe Reach Nichayach L'Hashem, is a makar that the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika have to be brought l'shma. And if that's the case, l'chayra b'muscho rishon hadra kushes taisos l'duchte. That why do I need this makar here on Daf Mem Vav on the days from the parish of Oila? What happened to the makar of Shlomim with the hekish, all the chesbonos, all the different limudim and the drashas that we're in the middle of learning right now? L'chura the Gemara and Daf Dalet, the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav on the days seem to be two independent makaris. There's no remez on Daf Dalet to Mem Vav. There's no remez on Mem Vav to Daf Dalet. L'chura, why do I need these two makaris? So the Briskerov said as follows. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchis Maisar Karbonis, Perik Dalet Locha Yud Aleph, the Rambam brings the Ikar Alocha of L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nizbach. Says the Rambam, V'tzorich Shetie Machshavtoi B'shashchita Sa'oilo L'shem Shisha Dvar. When the Kohen brought the Karbon Oilo, when he did the Shchita, so he had to think six things. L'shem Azevach, U'l'shem Azoiveach, V'shazevach L'Hashem Baruch Hu, V'sheyaktiru L'ishem, V'shehaktarosei L'reach Bilvad, V'shereach Zeh Nachas Ruach Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, V'im Shochat Stam, in the event that the Kohen did the Shechita Stam, he didn't have in mind any of these machshavas, but he also didn't have in mind Shalei L'shma. Kosher, it's going to be kosher, K'moshe Be'arnu, like we explained earlier. So the Rambam brings the halacha of L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazevach Nizbach, and the Rambam says that even though Sada Azadin, but let's say you didn't have the machshava. Let's say you did it stam. The halach is v'mshachat stam kosher. It's going to be kosher. The lechem mishnah and the mishnah lamelech, both alatar, they are medayik, a bombadik in the Rambam. It sounds like in the Rambam that as it relates to the l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach, im shachat stam, the halach is it's going to be kosher. But what would be if the koyim would have a machshava shaloi l'shma, shaloi l'shem ishim, shaloi l'shem reyach, shaloi l'shem nichayach? Well, then it sounds like the halach would be that would it actually be possible. And frek the lechem mishnah, and frek the mishnah melech, what's going on over here? If there's anything that we've spoken at already so many times here in the beginning of the parak, it's that even though l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach, but all the sugyas that talk about a machshava shaloi l'shma, that pasal a carbon, pasal when? If it's one of the first two of the six machshavas, l'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach. If it's shinu kodesh, shinu bailam. But as it relates to the other four machshavas, that's only a l'chatchila, it's as a mitzvah and a mufcher. There's no halach of shaloi l'shma pasaling. If that's the case, vasok de rambam v'mshachat stam kosher, which would seem to suggest that if it would be shaloi lishma, it would be pasal. It's not true. Regarding the shisha dvarim, it's true regarding shini kodesh and shini bailim. It's true regarding l'shem zevach and l'shem azoyveach. But it's not true with regards to the other four things. And l'chari, the Rambam said, v'mshach at stam kosher is true regarding all shisha dvarim, which clearly suggests that if the shisha dvarim, all shisha dvarim, were done with a machshava shaloi lishma, the halach is it would be pasul. And everybody knows, this is mamish, the beginning of Zvachim 101, that as it relates to the other shisha dvarim, there's no such thing as a machshava hapoiselis. Yeah, it's an extra credit type of machshava. Yeah, it's something that you're supposed to lechatchila do. But in terms of it pasuling the carbon, it's not going to pasul the carbon, it's not going to make a le'olul bayin l'shem chayva. Vazok the Rambam, regarding all shisha dvarim, that the halach is v'imshach at stam kosher, which would seem to suggest that if it was done shaloi lishma, it would be pasul. That's true for shinu kodesh, shinu bailim. It's not true for all six. Emes is, because it is kasher, the Mishnah Melech says that I think that when the Rambam said v'imshach at stam kosher, he didn't mean all shisha dvarim. Meaning, because for the shisha dvarim, you don't need to say v'imshach at stam kosher, because it's only l'chatchila. He meant it for the first two. He meant it where applicable. He meant it for l'shem zavach and l'shem zavach. But the Briskerov said it's not so geschmack to say that. You know why? Because the Rambam one halacha earlier already said it. The Rambam halacha yud. We just read halacha yud aleph. This halacha yud. Kol azvachim tzorich ha'oved shetia machshavte l'shem hazavach u'l'shem baylov. B'shas zvicha, u'b'shas kabbalah sadam, u'b'shas haylocha sadam, u'b'shas rikosei alam ezbeach. Shenemar v'chulu. Says the Rambam, v'mshachat v'ovat shar avoydei stam, v'leichoshav klal ba'oilu u'b'shlamim, harei hein k'sherim v'olu l'baylam. So the Rambam, one halacha earlier, singled out shinui baylam and shinui kodesh, which of course is unique. The Rambam mentioned that the halacha is that stam is going to be kosher. Now the Rambam's coming, he's talking about the shisha dvarim. Now I'm going to tell you something you didn't know. Not just shinu kodesh, shinu bailam, but you also have to know l'shem shisha dvarim. And the Rambam delineates what the shisha dvarim are. And then he says you should know regarding the shisha dvarim aichet v'mshachat stam kosher k'moy shabiyan. So to Mishlo Melech, when he said that line v'mshachat stam kosher, he meant k'moy shabiyan. Like I told you halacha earlier, I just told it to you 1 second ago. Why do you have to tell it to me now again? It's very not mashma that way. And the Lechem Mishta Tak didn't want to learn this way in the Mishlo Melech. He is muching very, very stark. Very, very stark. It sounds like from the Rambam that the halacha of stam lishma is negeya the shisha dvarim. It's not negeya the shisha dvarim. Stam lishma is only negeya when there's a concept of a machshava that can make it shaloi lishma. So you have to know vas is mitstama. Stam lishma is an alishma. Kamash malon stam lishma. That's true for shinu kodesh shinu bailam. The Rambam told it to me in halacha yud. In halacha yud aleph, he's being mechadish the other four machshavas. It sounds like when the Rambam saying stam lishma, he means it regarding the other four machshavas. So really, the way the piece starts, I'm reading it a little bit out of order, but the way the piece starts is with two great kashas. The first is Tosis kasha and Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and the second is the Lechem Mishnah's kasha and the Mishnah Melech's kasha and Hilchas Maisa Karbonis Perik Dalal Loch Yud Aleph. Tosis kasha is that there seem to be two sugyas in Masechta Zvachim that give independent makaris for the concept of Lishma. Zvachim Daf Dalad, we learn Lishma, Shinu Kodesh, Shinu Bailam, all Dalad Avoidas from the Karbon Shlomim. Zvachim Mem Vavam Beis, it's learned out from the carbon oil. The kasha on the Rambam is the Rambam in Perik Dalet, Halach Yiral of Hilchas Maisar Kabonis, when he brings L'Shem Shisha Dvarim, he adds the line V'mshach at Stam Kasha K'moycha B'yarnu, which would seem to suggest that the Halach of Stam L'Shma is Negeya the Shisha Dvarim, which would seem to suggest that if it was done with a Machshava Shaloi L'Shma, you had in mind Shaloi L'Shem Ishim, Shaloi L'Shem Hashem, Shaloi L'Shem Reach, Shaloi L'Shem Nichaich, it would be a problem. The whole halach of stam lishma is only negeya where there's an idea of a machshava shaloi lishma. That's only true regarding l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach. L'chayra, it's fake gross akashas that require yishuv. So the Briskerov went to work, and the Briskerov said as follows. Just to start off, b'l'shoynei hazav. V'har nira loymer b'bia das haram. Said the Briskerov that I think what you have to say b'das haram is, d'hine b'emes trei dine yesh b'din lishma shal karbanis. There are two dinim when it comes to the halach of lishma by karbanis. Chada, the first din is ikar adin shetzrichen sheyu nikrovim lishma. The ikar halacha that the avoida of a carbon has to be brought lishma. K'may kol advarim hatu unu lishma ba'asiyusam. And this is true like a lot of things that require asiyah lishma, right? Ksivas Aged has to be brought Lishma. Ksivas Sefer Torah has to be done Lishma. There's an idea of Lishma that you find throughout the Torah, and one of those places is a carbon. A carbon has to be brought Lishma. Abba Vishenis, that's Feta Din. The Machsheva Shaloy Lishma have a Dover Apoisel. That a Machsheva Shaloy Lishma is a Dover Apoisel. It's something that can disqualify a carbon. Vizel Din Machudish Bekachim. And this is a Din Machudish. This is something that's unique and exclusive. This is something that you only find by Kachem. So what did the Brisker of mean? So let's take a step backwards. We know that halacha is that when it comes to Kachem, stama is lishma. It was a whole sugya in that base on the days. Rava was rami mili ma'al yisa adadi v'shanilu. By Kachem, stama is lishma. By ksivas aget, stama is shaloi lishma. And he came up with a mahalach, Rava. What was the mahalach? Kachem is oimdimli karev lishma, and it's for that reason stama is lishma. As opposed to Ksivas Aget, Ishus Lavligarishan Kaima, and it's for that reason Ksivas Aget, the halacha is stoma is not lishma. But the halacha is stoma is lishma when it comes to kachim. If you ask the man on the street, why is it that stoma is kachim by kachim? Or better, what does it mean? What's together that stoma is kachim? I think he would say this. I think he would say that the halacha of stoma lishma essentially states that even though there's a din lishma when it comes to kachim, the din lishma does not mean that you have to have a positive machshav of lishma. All it means is don't mess it up, right? That's all it means. What it means is that don't have a machshav of shaloi lishma. But if you're going to have a machshav of stoma, meaning you're just going to not think or you're going to space out, that in and of itself would satisfy what it is you need for the halacha of lishma. In other words, when there's a din of lishma, does lishma mean you actually have to think lishma, or does it mean you don't have to think shaloi lishma? L'may nafkemina, stama. Ah, when we say stama's kasher when it comes to kachim, essentially what we're saying is that if you have no machshav, so good. Just don't mess it up. Just don't think shaloi lishma. Now, if you're going to think shaloi lishma, well, okay, now you don't have lishma. You don't even have stama. What you have is a machshava shaloi lishma. If it's a machshava shaloi lishma, well, now you're missing lishma. But as long as you didn't have a machshava of shaloi lishma, even though I don't have lishma, all I had was stama, but stama is enough, right? L'chayra. That is Pashat Pshat, the way you would understand the halach of stoma. When a person brings a carbon stoma, he didn't think lishma, but it's fine, because he also didn't think shaloi lishma. And the halach of lishma that's learned out from Zach and Dav Dalid is teaching me that you just can't have a machshava shaloi lishma. But as long as it's stoma, that in and of itself would be fine. Now, ask the man on the street a follow-up question. What happens when you have a machshava shaloi lishma? Right, what happens now? Oh, you have machshava shaloi lishma, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because, I don't know, that's the halacha. The halacha is it's possible. I didn't have a machshava lishma, it's not stama, it's shaloi lishma. If it's shaloi lishma, it's possible. Right, this is so obvious. Like, what are we even saying, right? It's so pashut. This is what the halacha of stama is. There's a din lishma. The din lishma could have meant you have to have a machshava lishma. No, stama is lishma. What does that mean? It means the din lishma is basically saying that just don't mess it up. Lishma is not mechayiv a kavon of lishma. It's just the same. Don't have a machshava shaloi lishma. If it's stama, even though you didn't think lishma, that's fine. Because you don't need to think lishma. You don't need a positive machshava of lishma. The carbon doesn't have to be lishma. The haraya stama is kasha. It just has to not be shaloi lishma. And as long as it's stama, then it was not shaloi lishma. When it's shaloi lishma, it's a problem because now it's not stama. Now it's not lishma. Now it's takma shaloi lishma. And it's for that reason, now it's going to be an issue. As intuitive as it feels like this is how stama lishma works, said Mar Nagriz, that's not the pshat. Briskerov said das in nish the pshat. The yisoid of stama lishma is not that even though it's not lishma, because it's only stama, and stama is not lishma, it's good because you don't need lishma. All you need is stama, and as long as it's stama, that in and of itself is going to be okay. The way stama lishma works is that when a person, a kohen, does an avoida stama, it's nechshav that the avoida was done lishma. And the reason is, because being that the carbon is oimed lakach, to be brought lishma, what that means is that an avoida that's done be'oifin stama is automatically considered to have been done lishma. As if to say the lishma is an automatic built-in thing based on the svara of kachim al lishma in haymoim. And the reason stama is lishma is not because I don't need lishma, all I need is stama. It's because when I bring the carbon stama, I have lishma. What do you mean? I never thought lishma. Here's the newsflash. You don't have to think lishma in order for it to be lishma. Because the lishma comes automatic. It's a built-in thing. Being that stama lishma, that means that the avodah automatically is considered to have been done lishma. And even though you never thought lishma, it's built in, it's memela, it's automatic that it is lishma. And it's for that reason stama is going to be kalishma. But the Biskarov took it a step further. And the Biskarov said that this is so true that even in the event that now the Kohen would have a machshava shaloi lishma, it's not the pshat that now you had the machshava shaloi lishma, it's going to be puzzle because now I zicha don't have lishma. What do you mean? I didn't think lishma. I didn't even think stama. Now I had a machshava shaloi lishma. And if I had a machshava shaloi lishma, oh, it's going to be puzzle. Val sefelt it's there in the lishma. Said the Biskarov, that's not the way machshava shaloi lishma works. Because being that stama kilishma is a chalois in the carbon, it's an automatic thing, that when you do the avoida stama, it's considered that you did a lishma. That automatic thing is true even if you had a machshava shaloi lishma. And there's no machshava in the world that has the ability to be yoker that. Because it's something that's built in. It's something that's automatic. So even if you're going to go now and you're going to have a machshava shaloi lishma, it's not going to be the pshat that now you don't have the lishma. And because you don't have the lishma, it's going to be possible. Because you have the lishma. Where do I have the lishma? I have the lishma because of the stomach. I know, but it wasn't stomach. But I don't need to even be a stama to have the stama lishma. The stama lishma is an automatic built-in thing to the system. That being that it's an oimet to be lishma, so memela davoid is considered lishma. So why then, if I have a machshavat shaloi lishma, is it going to be possible? Why is it possible? I have a lishma because of stama lishma. So l'chari, I satisfied all the obligations that I have. I need davoid to be done lishma, was done lishma. You're telling me that stama lishma is so stark that even if I have a machshavat shaloi lishma, I have no ability to be yoker that. Okay, so then why, when I have a machshavat shaloi lishma, is it going to be possible? The reason a machshavat shaloi lishma is going to be possible is because when you have a machshavat shaloi lishma, it's the machshavat itself that passes. Because one of the chidushim that you find in kachim is there's a concept that a machshavat just having a bad thought, a hearer, that has the ability to pasul. What's the makar to machshava pasuling? Machshava es pigol, chutzlum koimai. So there's an idea of a machshava pasuling. And there's so many different machshavas that permeate the masechta. The halacha of stama lishma is, the halacha of machshava shloi lishma is just an example. It's a dogma of a machshava apiselis. And at the end of the day, the reason it's going to be a problem is simply because of the machshava hapeiselis. In other words, the Biskarov is being mechadish, adav and nifla. Biskarov was saying that the reason when a person has machshava shloi lishma, the halacha is, the carbon is pasul, is not because we say that when you have the machshava shloi lishma, now the carbon is lacking in the lishma. And because the carbon is lacking in the lishma, memela the carbon is going to be pasul. The reason when you have a machshava shloi lishma, the halach is that the carbon is pasul, is because there's a machshava hapiselis called shloi lishma. And if you do an avoida, you bring a carbon with that machshava hapiselis, the halach is that the carbon now is going to be pasul. It's not that you're lacking in the lishma. You have the lishma. What do you mean? How could I have the lishma if I had a machshava shloi lishma? It's because stama's lishma. I understand, but I wasn't stama. I had a machshava shloi lishma. It's because the yisoid of stama lishma is it's an automatic thing. It's a built-in thing to the system. Otherwise, what is stama lishma? Stama lishma is the taich that it's an automatic thing. And it's so automatic that even if I have a machshava shloi lishma, you can't be oiker than stama lishma. So why then, if I have a machshava shloi lishma, is it possible? It's not because of what I'm lacking, it's because of this terrible thing that I added on to the avodah. It's because of the fact that I just had this machshava shloi lishma. The Biskarov brings two big rayas right out of the gate to his yisoid. We're just going to mention one. The other one's sugya masechtas psachim, that's beyond the scope. But the Biskarov said, I'll prove it to you. Because we know that the Gemara says on Daf Gimel, what did Rav say? Chata sheshachto l'shum oyla is going to be pasal. Abel l'shum chulin is going to be kosher. And what's the reason that it's kosher? It's because the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. Frank the Biskarov, I don't understand how it's possible that if you bring a chatas l'shum chulin, the halach is that it should be kosher. L'chayra, a carbon has to be lishma, right? It has to be lishma. Now, if it's stama, that's also fine. But a chatas l'shum chulin is nothing. It's not a machshava l'shma, and it's also not stama, because I had a mind l'shum chulin. So what are you going to tell me? Demina machriba, the lamin aloy machriba. Right, that very hard gemara. V'lo yechalulu, we learn that from a pasuk, that kachim mechalim, kachim echulim, mechalim kachim. It's all fine of us. At the end of the day, where's my lishma? I didn't have a machshava lishma, and it's a ichinish kivein stama. Because at the end of the day, I thought lishum chulin. I didn't think stama. Said the Biskarov, what do you see from here? You see that stama lishma is an automatic thing. You can't budge the stama lishma. Narvas is something called a machshava apiselis. Machshava apiselis has a shulchan aruch. Demina machriba, lamina loy machriba. Kachim mechalim kachim, echulim mechalim kachim. And that's why chatas lishum oil is considered a machshava apiselis, but chatas lishum chulin is not going to be considered a machshava apiselis. Anyway, this is the Yisoid of the Biskarov. Just to read a few more excerpts inside. Ubal Karchach, the Yisoid din zed, the Zvachim bestam lishman oimdim, hu chalois din beguf hakarbon, du hu karv memelo lishmai, v'loi mahanya al ze gam machshav toi pchachosha behedyo lehepach. Okay. Ubal Karchach, the Yisoid din zed, the Zvachim bestam lishman oimdim, hu chalois din beguf hakarbon, to carry the mail of Shmoy, for like Mahanya al Zegam Machshav Tisha Khoshav Behedil Hepach. I'm skipping a little bit. The Hod Machshav Shaloy Lishma Paiseles, who's at Dimbif Neatsmoy, Midim Psu Machshava, Kicho Machshava is a poisonous Bekotchim. Avaloy Mishum, the Chosu Toyras Lishma Bahakarbin, says the Biskarov, Din Zehu Din Machudish Bekarbonos, the Machshav Shaloy Lishma Poisonous Behem, Avabashar Dvorim Atunin Lishman, Ikredinam Hurak, the Bo. In other words, this second din is something that's unique to Kachem. This is not something that you're going to find anywhere else. One of the things that the Biskarov said is so gishmak. I'll pee this. And it mamish is, it's so klar. Is the Rambam in Hilchis Psuli HaMikdashim. This is in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam says as follows: Shalish machshava yisem shapoyslin es hakarbon. There are three machshavas that pass the carbon. The Elohim, machshavas shinui Hashem, umachshavas hamakom, umachshavas hazman. Read the first one. Machshavas shinui Hashem keitzad ze ashoychedes hazevach shaloi l'shmoi. Kigoyin shahoya oyla v'yichashev shu shlamim. Oyush chetenu l'shem oyla v'shlamim. V'chulu v'chulu. Machshavas makom es chutzim koymoi. Machshavas hazman es chutzim zmain. And then the Rambam gives you the whole Shulchan Aruch over here. Of a machshavas shaloi l'shma, a machshavas chutzim koymoi, and a machshavas chutzim zmain. He said to Biskarov that l'chayra, you would think that there's a chiluk b'yisoid between a machshava shaloi l'shma and between a machshava chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkoymoy. A machshava chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkoymoy, over there, the reason the carbon is possible when you have that machshava is because you had a bad machshava. It's the improper thought that you had while you were bringing the carbon. A machshava shaloi l'shma at first glance is not a problem because of the improper thought that you had while you were bringing the carbon. If you learn Pashup Shah, then why is the Machshava Shaloi Lashma a problem? Because you're missing in the Lashma. So Kumtais, the Psul is not the Machshava Shaloi Lashma. What's the Psul? The Psul is the fact that the carbon doesn't have Lashma. The Machshava Shaloi Lashma is the proper. It's the reason. It's the Echetimtza. It's the intermediary. It's the Siba. Why is it that I'm missing Lashma? Because I had a Machshava Shaloi Lashma. It's a Machshava Apoiseles. No, the psul is not the machshava. The psul is as a felt me alishma. I don't have lishma, and as a result, I have a problem. The reason I don't have lishma is grada because I had a bad thought, beseder. But at the end of the day, the reason the carbon is puzzle is not the machshava. The reason the carbon is puzzle is because I'm missing lishma. So vazak the rabbi shalosh machshava is saying shapoyslin as a carbono is no way, no shayches. Chutz lishmanu that's a machshava apiselas. Chutzim koyme that's a machshava apiselas. Shalosh lishma is not a machshava apiselas. Shalosh lishma is puzzle because I don't have lishma. I stumble lishma. Yeah, but it's not even stumble because I thought lishma ilo. I had the wrong machshava, and as a result, it's not even stumble. Said the biskarov, it's much. It's muchach, and the fact that the Rambam calls it a machshava apiselus, that means what's the yisoid of the iser? The yisoid of the iser is the machshava. That's the problem over here. The psul is the machshava. It's not what comes about as a result of the machshava. The heftza of the psul is the machshava. Why is the chepsa the psalm machshava? It's because be'em is stama lishma. And stama lishma, like the briskirov said, is a chalois din beguf ha-karben. To hukarim emela lishma. For like mahanya, I gam machshav tishachosh v'edi lehepach. Even that doesn't have ability to be yoykeret. I, why then is apostle? Because sholish machshava, same shepoislin as akrabanis. Because there are three machshavas, the apostle, the karben. Briskirov also is mitzayin Rashi, menachas, tabezam, and beis. Where Rashi says that if a kohen does the avoid with a machshava shloi lishma, he'd be over the lav of loy yichoshev. So we're going to see loy yichoshev is a lav that a kohen's not allowed to have a bad machshava. And Rashi says mefurish you over the lav of loy yichoshev. This is not loy yichoshev. Loy yichoshev means that you can't have a bad machshava. The side of shloi lishma is loy yichoshev. The side of shloi lishma is felt in the lishma. It's not what I did. It's not what I have, it's what I don't have. It's what I'm lacking. Said the Beskirov Vaisais, that's not the way Machshav Apiselis works. The Yisrael Machshav of Shaloi Lishma is that it's Taka Machshav Apiselis. It's no different than Chutzos Mani Chutzom Koyme. It's Mamish Hainu Hacha Chaino. It's the same exact thing. Narvas. Be'etzim, you should have a stama lishma. Stama lishma would tell you that as it relates to the regular din of lishma, that should be satisfied. Have here this machshava hapiseles. This machshava hapiseles is what messes it up. Just want to go one tefach tiefer. So it's Michael Zayn. Briskirov speaks out this paragraph mefurish. And that is, Briskirov said that the emes is like this. He said that there would be a nafkamina between whether or not the psul of shaloi lishma is that because of the machshav of shaloi lishma, now you're lacking the lishma. It's not even stama lishma, and for that reason there's a problem. Or the yisoid of machshav of shaloi lishma is that it's a machshav of hapoiselis, and that's why it's going to be a problem. So B'Skrov, I'll tell you a nafkamina. You know what the nafkamina would be? He said, what would be if a kohen went and a kohen did the Kabbalah? Did the Kabbalah. Shechit Kabbalah, Ilach Hazrika, did the Kabbalah. And he did the Kabbalah with a machshav of shaloi lishma. Could you go now and do another Kabbalah, assuming there's more dam to be received, and this time get it right? If the yisoid of machshav shloi lishma is asafelt in the lishma, so there's no paslus in this carbon right now. There's no psul that's hovering on this carbon. You just didn't do a Kabbalah the way you're supposed to do a Kabbalah. Okay, so the Kabbalah was lacking one of the prerequisites. No problem. There's more blood, gewaldig. Just go quickly, chop it, and now this time get it right. Try not to make the same mistake a second time. If, however, a machshava shloi lishma is a poisel, like chutzos manei chutzom kaimai, well, then already the halach is if someone would do a Kabbalah with a machshava chutzos manei chutzom kaimai, this whole carbon is poisel. And now you can't even go ahead and do another Kabbalah. So said the Briskirov, a poshut nafkamina in these two ways to understand the machshava shloi lishma would be in the event that you did a Kabbalah shloi lishma, there's more dam to be had. Could I be misakin in that with a proper Kabbalah, or could I not be misakin with a proper Kabbalah? Said the Briskirov, the emesis, I hold that the yisoid that we're saying here in stama lishma and how a machshava shloi lishma works, and even this nafkamina is something that's boiling, it's mefurish. In Zvachim Daf Beis Amid Beis, it says in Nifla de Gazach. Since the Gemara had a Shaila, Rava was almost sopik, right? Stama lishma by kosher, it's kosher, it's possible, right? Rava held that it's kosher by get, it's possible. He asked this Gishmak Kastira Vishanilu. And the Gemara had a whole shakta v'tayi. We're trying to figure out how do you know stama is kosher? How do you know stama is possible? Right? The Gemara says tutzdadim here. Is it kosher? It's possible. Mechtes it's kosher, Rava. Maybe it's possible, right? So Rava has to go ahead and he has to prove that it's really kosher. Said the Briskirov. Said the Briskirov, I don't know how, at first glance, the Gemara could have had it sad that stama is possible. Right? The Gemara is not sure. There's no sad in the world stama is possible. You know why? So I'll prove it to you. Number one, the halacha is, chatas l'shum oil is possible, l'shum chulin is kasher. Right? The mina machabat la mina loy machabat. But ultimately, the Gemara in Daf Gimel said that it's learned out from a pasuk. Right? Remember the Ella, the Shittim Kubetz is Ella, it's learned out from a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Le'ichalu was kachim in Israel, Esasha Yerimul Hashem. And we learn from there that kachim is mechalim kachim, the ain chulim mechalim kachim. Right? Kachim mechalim kachim, the ain chulim mechalim kachim. So the pasuk is coming to teach me that a machshava shloi lishma is a problem if it's l'shem kachim, but a machshava shloi lishma is not a problem if it's going to be l'shem chulim. Freak the Briskirov, if stoma is possible, then why do I need a pasuk to tell me that shloi lishma is possible? Typically, it's anyways possible because it's stuck anyway stoma. Rava's Islam is kosher, it's possible, prove it from here, prove it from there. I have the best proof in the world. Oh, Stam is kosher. Because if Stam is possible, then what's the oif to over here of kachim, mechalim, kachim? So I'll tell you more. We had Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon Achi Azariah said in the Mishnah that it depends. L'shem Gravaya is kosher. L'shem Namuch, that's going to be possible. How does he know it? We're going to learn the Gemara Daf Yeral. It's learned out from Sukkim. What are those psukim all about? If stum is puzzle, then what do you mean? L'shem namuch is puzzle. It can't be better than stum or l'shem namuch. And if stum is puzzle, it's not saibi puzzle. So l'chayu the pasik of l'shem namuch puzzle is the biggest raya. Is the biggest raya that stum is batsam kosher. Yet the Gemara didn't say that it's a raya. He's now tell you more. Yosef ben Chayni Yomer hanishchatim l'shem pesach l'shem chatas psulim. It's aichet. Learned out from a pasuk. It's enough in a Mishnah. It's learned out from a pasuk. What's that pasuk telling me? Pasuk, you should know l'shem Pesach, l'shem Chatas is pasul. What does this stand like? Hostam akasha. Sefek de Piskarov, all these limudim in the sugya that are teaching me the halacha of Lishma, that should be the biggest raya in the world. That what? That be'etzim stoma is going to be kosher. Yet the Gemara had it said that stomach should be possible. Said the Prescribe, you have to say that even if stomach was possible, it wouldn't be the same as a machshava shaloi lishma that's possible. Stomach that's possible, the gather of that psul would be as a felt in the lishma. The Torah says is a din lishma. You went ahead and you did the avoid stomach. Now that you did the avoid stomach, you're lacking in the lishma. That is maybe a problem. If stum is possible, it's going to be possible. But even if you hold that stum is possible, it's still negeya the halach of shaloi lishma. Because the halach of shaloi lishma is a bigger psul than the halach of stum apostle. Stum apostle, the yisoid of the psul is as it felt in the lishma. If it's possible, stum is grata kashrus, it's not true. But if it was possible, that's what it would mean. As opposed to machshava shalei lishma, that's like chutz hazman and chutz hamkoymai. That's a machshava hapiselis. That's a new din that this machshava in itself is. What's the nafkamina said to be screw up? There has to be a nafkamina. And I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. The nafkamina is like the nafkamina that we said. It's the under alumnish nafkaminas. But this is the briskerov's nafkamina. The briskerov said the nafkamina would be, could you go ahead and could you be masakin it? Let's say the koyim would do the kabbalah and he would do a bistama. Right, he would do it bistama. Could he go now and chat more dam this time with a regular machshava? Out of psul of stoma, assuming stoma was possible, it would be fine because all I did was I did a avoid it not in the proper way. Go ahead and be masakin it. If, however, I did it with a machshava shaloi lishma, now the carbon is possible. But the bottom line, said the briskerov, you see clearly that there's a musig of a machshava hapiseles. And the yisoid of shloi lishma is not just that it's lacking in the lishma. It's a machshav apiselas. And you see that psul gives me dinim that you wouldn't have simply based on the fact that you're lacking lishma. And even on the side of the Gemara, that stomach's puzzle, it's still negeya, this din of having a machshav apiselas. It says, all the cry, all the psukim in the sugi of shloi lishma, shrei it, said the briskerov. But the bottom line is, this is the big yisoid of the briskerov. So now let's just wrap up. Said the Rav, if that's the case, it comes out b'etzem a niflo de gazach. We have the Rambam in Perek Dalid of Hilchas Maaser Karbanos. The Rambam brought l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach. And after the Rambam brought l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach, the Rambam says, v'im shachat stam kosher. And the lechem mishnah mishnah melech, everyone's matmi on the Rambam. He says, I don't understand poshpish on this Rambam. The Rambam says, l'shem v'im shachat stam kosher regarding the shisha dvarim. Regarding the shisha dvarim, there's no such concept of even shaloi l'shma. So if there's no concept of shaloi l'shma, that means the whole din l'shma is only l'chatchila. It's a mitzvah and a mufcher. So where's the negeya that halacha of stomach being kosher? Why is that relevant? Why is that even important? Said the briskerov that lefi hanal yesh loymar, this whole thing is a tais. Yesh loymar, just like there's a halacha that lishma is ma'akiv when it comes to l'shem zevach and l'shem zeveach, the Rambam held lishma is ma'akiv when it comes to the other four machshavas as well. L'shem ishim, l'shem hashem, l'shem reach, l'shem nechayach. And the emesis, the Mishnah says, l'shem shishadvar ma'zevach nizbach. What should be the difference? Why should the halacha be that the din lishma is ma'akiv here, but it's not ma'akiv over there? And la'olam, the din lishma is ma'akiv 100%. It's not a mitzvah min ha'mufcha, it's ma'akiv. But here's the good news. Stam is kosher. And being that stam is kosher, it's something that you have automatic. So automatish, you have the halacha of lishma. So says the Rambam, I want you to know, and he lays out the six things, but he says, you want to know? That just means that at the end of the day, this is the way it's supposed to be. There's halach of stam l'shma. And being that there's halach of stam l'shma, so you don't have to worry about this halach. Stating that, Dr. Rambam, there's two places you do have to worry about this halach. L'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach. Why? What's the tzveta din? There's something called a machshav apiseles. There's something called chutzlis manai, known as pigol. Chutzlim goymai, sometimes referred to as pigol. There's also something called shaloi l'shma. What is the type of a machshav apiseles shaloi l'shma? That's very nuanced. It means shinu koyde, shinu baylam, by the shchitka b'loi lachas rika. That's a new din. That din creates psul even where everything else was fine, even where Be'etzim the carbon was brought l'shma, even though stam is l'shma, but that machshav apiseles is going to pass all the carbon, not because it makes it oy stama, doesn't have the ability to make it oy stama, because of that new machshav apiseles. But that's only true for shina kodesh shina baylam. It's not true regarding the other four things. It's for that reason, as it relates to the other four things, Dr. Rambam, it's kosher. You're never going to have to worry about it. What do you mean? What would be if somebody went ahead and he brought a carbon shaloy l'shem nichayach? Who cares? You can't be oykeder than stama l'shma, said the Brisker. Up. That's not something you have the ability to do. So l'shem shishadvar mazevach nizbach. But once Rava was machriya in zvach and beis amabeis, that stomas l'shma, so it's automatically l'shem shishadvarim. That's always going to be a moot point. You know where it's not a moot point? In the sugi of shina kodesh shina baylam. But not because when you have a machshava shalei l'shma but shina kodesh shina baylam, it's not stomas l'shma. Stomas l'shma is here to stay. You can't throw them out. That's the way it is. That's because of a new din. That new din is true for shina kodesh shina baylam. That new din is not true for l'shem the other four things. And said the Biskarov, that's what's going on over here. That's why you have this distinction, this dichotomy between L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zevach, regarding the other. The Irkud Din L'shma, L'shem Shishadvar, Mazevach, Nizbach is ma'akib by all six machshavas. And that's why you have to come on to Stamal L'shma, because if there was no Adin Stamal L'shma, you'd have a real problem over here. Why is Shinu Kodesh? Because this is a new halacha. It's a completely different halacha. It's no shaykhis to the Irkud Din L'shma. The Irkud Din L'shma, once we have Stamal L'shma, you're good to go. What is that other halacha? That other halacha, that other halacha is negeya, where if you have a machshava backwards, something called machshava piselus, that is a very nuanced halacha. It's only true by two of the six things. Punk, that's negeya, those two things. But the bottom line is that's why it has no shaykhis to the under of four zachen. Said the Briskerov, Lefize. If it's so clear in the Rambam that there's two dinim when it comes to Shaloi L'shma, there's the L'shem Shishadvarim, where you have Stama L'shma, and then there's L'shem Zedach, L'shem Zeveach, where there's a concept of a Machshava Apiselah. Said the Briskerov, it's Pashit, why there's two Makaris and Shas for the Halacha of Shaloi L'shma. He says, the Gemara is Vachim and Vavam and Beis. Am Rav Yudam Arab, what's the Makar to L'shem Shishadvar Mazevach Nizbach? What's the Makar to the Iker Halacha of L'shma? That a carbon has to be brought L'shma. You know what the answer is? It's not zevach, it's not shlomim. It's vehikter hakoyen es hakoyla mizbecha oylo ishei reyach nichayach l'ashem. This is the makar to the halacha of l'shma. This is the makar. And from there we see l'shma by shishadvar. Heyoy stom is l'shma, however. So therefore, it really has no implication. Get it right. But at the same time, it's not going to have a real implication. Because at the end of the day, there's a stumble of shema, and that's a chalois in the gufdin akarbin, right? Whatever the lashon is, and as a result, this is good to go. What's the sugya and daf dalit? The sugya and daf dalit is handling the machshava apiseles. The machshava apiseles is a whole different Indian. That's true by shinu kodesh, shinu baylim. That's true by shchit kabbalah elochas. You know why it's only true by those things? Those are the only things we had makaris for. And it's for that reason, it's only true by those things. But it's two completely different sugyas. The Makar and Daf Menvav on the days is for the Ikar Halacha that a carbon requires Lashma. That's a din. Sefer Saget has to be Lashma. That's a din. Sefer Torah. Right? There's different sugis in Shas where you find the concept of Lashma. That's true by Kachim too. And you know the Makar to that? Zvachim 46b. That is the Makar to that Halacha. Just so happens, Tamaz Lashma. And because Tamaz Lashma, at the end of the day, you do have it, you don't have it, you have it fakir, you have it backwards, upside down, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, stumble l'shma is automatically going to be the way it's going to be. There's a tzveta din that's unique to kachim, said the Briskerov, that you don't find anywhere else. No halacha, if a sefer writes a get with a certain machshava, the machshava is like a bomb and it whacks out the whole ksiva. There's no such mitzias in the whole world. That's true by kachim. We have a parasha of machshavos that are poisless. And like the Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, Shalosh machshavos are poisless. And one of them is a machshavos shloi l'shma, because it's such a musig of a machshavos shloi l'shma. Just like there's a musig of a machsheves pigol and a machsheves chutzim koymoy, there's such a concept of a machsheves shloi lishma that is unique to kachim. It's only by talud avodas adam, and even then, it's only by shina kodesh shina bailam. That is the sugya on daf talud. B'skurov said a chiddush in how you understand stama lishma. B'skurov said a chiddush in how you understand machsheves shloi lishma. This shtickle Torah from the Brisker Rav, more so than all the shticklech, was literally Marish Olam. I said, Ibig Ekeret Avelt, that's Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into some of the details of exactly how it turned the world upside down, but for now we're going to stop here.